Welcome to my podcast, New Dog, Now What? A podcast made especially for new dog owners. I'm Valerie Jane, and like thousands of others, I have recently welcomed a new dog into my world. I grew up with dogs, I love dogs, but this is the first time owning a dog myself, and there is so much to learn. Every episode, I get to welcome extraordinary, insightful experts to share information as we learn how to give our dogs the best possible lives. On today's episode, we welcome Margaret Strohmeyer. Margaret is an author and animal lover who has just released her first picture book, What to Know Before You Get Your Dog, now available in bookstores everywhere. We will discuss teaching kids about the responsibilities and joys of owning a dog. We discuss ways in which children can participate in your dog's care, when to get them involved, and how to involve your entire family in the decision of bringing a dog into your family. Hi, Margaret. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hi, Valerie. Thank you for having me.
No, we really appreciate you coming on. And I know that you've got a book that has just been released, What to Know Before You Get Your Dog. And the book is incredible because it's all about teaching kids about the responsibilities and joys of dog ownership. And I think your timing of the book and your inspiration for the book are incredible. And for those looking, it is available in bookstores across North America, your local bookstore, larger major retailers. But I love this book because we have, you know, every year there are millions of families that are welcoming new dogs into their home, whether they're rescue dogs, whether they're new puppies. And the stories and the lessons that you teach in this book are incredible. So thank you for writing it.
Yeah, thank you. No, that you're absolutely right. That is so important. And that was one of the reasons I wrote this book, because my daughter, when she was about 8 years old, she was begging us to get her own dog. And even though we had a family dog, she still wanted her own dog. And it had to be, of course, a toy Pomeranian. And so many families go through the same situation where the kids are begging them to get a dog. And many times parents and kids are just not aware of what's involved to care for one. And I'm happy it's out there now.
It's really good because you have to be really proactive. I mean, what we're starting to see is a lot of dogs having to be rehomed because people jumped to those conclusions and didn't make a decision as a family in advance, right? And really have a plan.
Right. And you're absolutely right. I think one of the most important things is to make sure that the whole family really wants to get a puppy or rescue, and then they are willing to take care and take on their commitment together, just like you said. But even though if a child wants to get a dog, it still will be the end of the day. It's still the adult who will always be the primarily caretaker and make sure that the dog is happy and safe and healthy. But yes, it is a family decision. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. So in writing this book, what are some of those things you talk about, life lessons and teaching kids responsibilities? So yeah, for a pet, for an owner, what does that look like, and how does that come through ownership?
Well, yes, you're right. Adopting a dog or a puppy teaches kids many life lessons and responsibilities, because kids who care for a dog, they learn what it feels like to have a living creature rely on them. And that alone teaches them valuable life lessons such as trust, compassion, empathy, respect, patience, responsibilities is probably one of the main thing it teaches them. Because dogs, they require a lot of things. They require food, they require water, exercise every day, and a dog must be walked once or twice a day. And you know, a child who can make sure that their puppy is walked after school every day is definitely a child who will be able to stick to a schedule, and that teaches them responsibility, and that teaches them to follow a schedule. So yes, it teaches many other things like trust. Dogs offer unconditional support when a child is upset or angry, and dogs show so much love, and that boosts a child's self-esteem. Also, I mean, responsibility develops self-esteem in young children. So those are all main, very important things which help and teach children life lessons when they have a pet. Even social skills. Dogs or puppies, they're usually great conversation starters. And for children, when they walk with a dog, they open up, they can talk to other dog owners about their experience with the children. So it, yes, the social skills or patience is which kids learn from taking care of a dog, especially when they teach a dog a trick or when they do obedience training. That takes a while. And it takes a lot of patience, especially when it's a puppy. They have to do those training sessions sometimes over and over again. And kids are very patient, and they're usually really good. It depends what age, of course. It's not like the really young ones, but at a certain age, they're really good in teaching kids certain tricks and doing little things over and over again.
Absolutely. And that consistency, right? That scheduling, you said, that consistency, it has to be the same as making your bed every morning. So it's like the dog needs to be fed, the dog needs to be walked. So creating that, and you're right, there's nothing better than a dog and a dog's love. They just have this unconditional love, and what they offer a kid and a family is really incredible. But I think it's, you mentioned something about obedience training and training them. It's creating that consistency. It can't be one person in the family, right? It has to be a family effort. What are some ways that kids can get involved? Not everything is suitable for kids in terms of caring for a dog, but what are some age-appropriate ways kids can help care for pets?
I think that any age, the kids as young as 2 or 3 years old, they all can be part of some responsibility. I would say children between the age and 2, they should always be supervised when interacting with a family dog. But kids from the age between age and 2, they can help put food and water into the dog's dishes. They can help. They can make sure that the dog will always have water. They can help walk the dog. They can help. They can hold onto the leash when the parents or an older sibling watches the dog. And kids can also, like a 3 or 4 year old, can always say, "Look, mom, the dog needs water." They can make sure the dog will always have water in the water bowl, or they can help clean and dry the food bowl. And kids love to watch the parents, and they kind of want to copy them, and it helps them when they're very young, and it teaches them responsibility. And as they get older, they can take on more. But older kids, I would say 5 years and up, they can actually help prepare the meal. If you ask a child to fill the bowl with the right amount of food, they can do that. They can help prepare it. I still don't think that a child should put the food bowl down unless you're really sure the dog has no food aggression issues. But, and it also depends of the breed of the dog and the child and how responsible the child is. But older kids can exercise and play with the dog, running outside. My daughter loves to sit and play hide and seek with our dog. So she lets the dog sit and wait, and then she goes hides, and then the dog has to find her. And when they're done, you know, the dog gets a treat, and it's a fun game for both of them. Older kids can help train the dog. Puppy classes are very popular and very good for a child. It shows, again, consistency, and it shows they have to schedule something. And then when they get home, they can practice whatever they learned in those puppy classes. Older kids can help brushing and grooming, even giving the dog a bath. And that, again, depends what size and breed. And puppies need, you know, if it's a toy breed, they need special care because they're so delicate and small. But everything should be still done under supervision of an adult. Even walking the dog. I think children can walk the dog in a safe environment, and the dog has to be suitable, and the size has to be appropriate for the child, and the dog has to have the right temperament. But if the dog is really large and the child is smaller, not strong enough, and the dog is not really well trained yet, if they have a backyard and it's fenced in, the kid can go out and walk the dog in the backyard. They can learn how to put a leash on. So at least the dog gets the practice to walk. The child gets the practice to go out with the dog and keep that schedule and that consistency going. And as the child gets older and they mature together and they bond together, they can go on maybe more advanced walks. And then I would say children, approximately age 13 or maybe even older, they can, if they are responsible, they can take on pretty much almost every aspect of dog care. And that, again, it depends on what breed and how responsible the child is. But I think the key is that child and the dog, that they bond and that they have fun together, and that every child, I guess, no matter what age, can give the dog lots of love at all, every time and all times. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Absolutely. And you talk about the steps on teaching the kids. It doesn't have to be like taking them for a walk. It is teaching them gradual and making sure that kids are aware of, you know, how to keep their pets safe, right? So yes. If you have a rescue dog that maybe has a trigger, a motorcycle, or whether it's a certain breed of dogs, you don't know, right? But making sure that they're aware of that. Are there other steps? Bringing them into the obedience training, I think, is really important. But are any other steps that you think, like when you're teaching your kids, steps that you might recommend?
What I think is wonderful for children is, first of all, I think everyone has to be educated. You have to educate your children. And you have to tell them, kids like to know why and how certain things have to work, I think, almost every age. So I would say important steps is to give them age-appropriate tasks so that the child can accomplish the task successfully. So older kids are probably able to do, they are definitely they're able to do more than younger kids, but even, you know, young kids can accomplish certain tasks. And they have to understand and make sure all the requirements, all the daily requirements, and what it means being consistent and feeding and walking the dog. And I sometimes suggest, or what I've been doing is they can make a list. They can make a list of responsibilities and talk with the children about which chores they like to do or what they feel like they can handle. And it's sometimes it's better to give a child an easy daily chore than a really difficult one, which occurs less frequently or they cannot do as well. And so those are some of those steps I would say are very important. And be a role model. Children can learn so much from watching you as a grown-up, how to handle certain situations. Make it fun. Make every chore out there fun for the children. Let the child choose their task and the responsibility for feeding or walking or brushing them. Because when you allow a child to choose, that gives them true feelings of ownership. Yeah. Of the task, and that will kind of encourage them to follow through and to do it more often, and they really feel like they want to do it. And I think another important step is to teach a child or to let them know how appreciative they are for the help and how much the dog will appreciate it and how much the parent appreciates it as a grown-up when children help out and when they see how responsible they are. I think that by telling them how wonderful they are, they feel grown up. They feel like they really want to do it more often.
Yeah, absolutely. And with your book, What to Know Before You Get Your Dog, not only is it beautifully illustrated and it's a lovely, lovely tools and whatnot, but you actually give some really great tangible things that parents can use to help ensure that their kids are contributing to the well-being of their dog. So I really like that. I think I love this book. It's beautiful and certainly recommend it to anyone considering welcoming a dog into their home or that are just have one. It's a lovely story and it does teach kids about those lessons. You know, with the title, it's like What to Know Before You Welcome a Dog. There are a number of mistakes that families do make when they're thinking about welcoming a dog. I know we hear so much is that often people give a pet for a gift, whether it's for Christmas, and you're constantly hearing from the humane societies and people like that, that is not the way to welcome a pet. Really, it should be a family decision. Are there some other things that, you know, you would say families really need to think about before they are welcoming that puppy or rescue into their home.
Oh, yes, I totally agree with you. It absolutely should be a family decision. I would say the most important or essential steps before anyone adopts a puppy or a rescue is that they really educate themselves. They need to know which dog is the most suitable and has the best temperament for the family. Because a family with small kids may not, they may want to look into a different breed than a family with much older kids or no kids. And it's very important that, you know, they get the best temperament for the family. Or they have to consider if they want a puppy or an adult dog. Puppies are just, they're cute and irresistible, but they're also so extremely time consuming. And they require just a much higher level of commitment and knowledge. And if you never had a puppy before, you may not realize what you're getting into it. It's a totally different ballgame, and it's just so much more work. And like you said, a lot of people, they want to get a puppy for their child or so as a gift, but they have no idea what's involved. And then many times those dogs are rehomed, which is an extremely emotional and stressful situation for everyone involved, and especially for the dog. But yeah, then back to the question, the key is, yeah, do you want a small dog? Do you want a big dog? It's all those considerations. Someone should think about it. How active will you be with your dog? Do you want that the dog stays very active as an adult, or would you rather have one that will most likely calm down in a year or two? How much exercise can you even provide your dog? Some dogs need a lot. Do you want a dog who just wants to sit with you on the sofa and snuggle like a little lap dog, or do you want to have a dog you can go out running with every day? And I would say another consideration, which people sometimes don't think, is consider the hair coat type. Is your family allergic to dogs? You know, if you have anyone allergic, then get a non-shedding dog. Or can you even deal with shedding? And are you ready to give the dog a lot of brushing and grooming and taking care of all this? Because dogs with curlier coats, such as poodles or other breeds, they do need a regular trip to the groomer, and that can get expensive too. And I would say finally, or also very important, is you have to decide where you will get your dog from. Will you adopt a dog from an animal shelter or from a rescue organization? Or would you rather go to a reputable breeder? I mean, I personally always think it's good to rescue a dog only if the dog has the right temperament and is for your family. If that's not the case, a reputable breeder is amazing and can give you a lot of information on how to care for a pet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really fun when you take your dog out and you see kids, the reaction. You know, my dog loves kids, and it's great to see the kids that really love the dogs. There are a lot of kids that are afraid. So yeah, making sure that your kids have been exposed to a pet before. Sometimes people welcome a dog and, you know, there's been very little interaction and there's a fear level, right? So that level That's of right. comfort that they've been around dogs, they know how to act around dogs, That's just right. making sure. It's almost like the puppy socialization, how we have to prepare them for these experiences. The same goes with, I believe, welcoming one into your family. So I love this book. I hope that anyone listening does look at it. It's a great gift for people, and it certainly, you know, there's nothing better than having a dog, and especially as part of your family. And if you do it right, I mean, what you mentioned about, we don't want any dog rehomed. It's stressful for everyone, and we just want to make sure that we're making a match and we're, you know, making sure that everyone is a part of the process. So thank you for writing the book, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I'm so appreciative that you let me chat with you and do this with you. I really had a good time and I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode of New Dog Now What. If you know someone with a new dog in their life, please be sure to share this episode with them and follow along on Instagram @newdoglifeca. Thanks for joining.